You are listening to the Feminine Epicurean Podcast, episode number 8, Make Love, Not Porn, How to Bring Sexuality Out of the Dark Age into Enlightenment. I'm Sean Sally. Welcome to the Feminine Epicurean Podcast, where we soften into joy for an epic life. It is our happiness that wakes us up, heal what we feel, enliven what's been dormant, and lead us to ultimate health and wellness. Hello, and thank you so much for tuning in to the Feminine Epicurean Podcast. I'm your host, Sean Sally, and on today's show, I would love to speak to you about a syndrome that is highly dysfunctional, that is probably highly, highly prevalent, and nobody talks about it because everybody's ashamed of it. So I'm just going to come out and shed some light on it. And it is a syndrome called the Madonna and Whore Syndrome. And it's also been called the Madonna and Whore Complex. So in the field of psychology, this term was created to describe men with a specific sexual dysfunction in that they end up marrying women this typically happens after the women become mothers, right? So after they have children with these men, after these men get married and you know, have technically a wife at this point and then have a mother of their children, then they stop having sex with these women because they tend to separate sex and passion from love. So these men put women on a pedestal, the women that they love, and they absolutely cannot bridge intimacy with sexuality because they have been shamed to believe that sexuality is inherently dirty, it's inherently bad, it's inherently animalistic, and therefore, you know, as evolved beings, they have to shut down this aspect of themselves, meaning they have to shut down an aspect of their sexuality that is actually the driving force for a lot of men, you know, as a bridge to intimacy. So just imagine the dysfunction in all of this. It is so painful, you know, as a collective for men and women to be living with so much shame attached to sexuality. Because here's the truth, you guys. I don't care who you are. You've come into this world because of sexuality. You've come into this world because your mom and dad did it. Right? And we can't even talk about it because we've been conditioned to believe that sex is shameful. And this corrupt belief system is so prevalent, and it goes across, like, it is not biased to culture, gender, religion, time, space, reality. Honestly. Because how long have we carried the shame with us? How many generations? How many eons? It's almost as though from the beginning of time, we've been shamed about sexuality, right? So naturally, for men who, you know, probably have a significant a level of understanding about love, would develop this syndrome, this total male sexual dysfunction, where they categorize women as Madonna or whore. So how does this come about? I think guilt that's attached to sex and shame that's attached to sex is so, so prevalent. And because there's really no outlet or platforms available for us to learn about healthy sex and healthy intimacy, that, you know, men, young men, when they are coming into their sexuality, turn to something that's readily available, especially in this day and age, which is porn. And the dangers of porn, I can't even, I mean, honestly, I have to like do a whole other podcast about this, because the dangers of porn goes beyond just sexuality, because porn, we have such a misconception about what sexuality is. And if men are exposed to porn and think that that is a way to create any kind of sexual identity, oh boy, they're so misled. So let me, okay, sometimes I really can't help but get very passionate about what I talk about. So bear with me. So here's what's going on, right? So porn essentially is entertainment. It is not real. So just so you know, when porn is happening, I don't care how, you know, like reality TV it seems, there's like a cameraman and lighting and, you know, makeup crew, and there's a team of people. It's a production, like a movie set. Okay. And it's, and there's a generation of young men that's going to porn to basically be sexually educated. And it is such a dangerous place to be. That's like watching a movie and saying, oh wow, that, you know, like that is real. That's real. That's how I need to live life. You know, like watching Beyonce on stage and saying, wow, that is how I'm going to live every single moment of my life. Right? It's not real. It's make-believe. Right? It's, porn is meant to stimulate you, to arouse you, and it is made for people, really, who, you know, are not in an intimate relationship with a partner. Because if you had an intimate relationship with a partner, you would understand that the act of just getting off pales in comparison to a deep, meaningful, connected sexual relationship and encounters. Two different things. But can we bridge the two together? Can passionate sex be intimate? Absolutely. In fact, I believe that's the goal. And so how do we bring more awareness, and how do we educate the next generation of men? So I'm starting with myself first. And, you know, I know many of you know that I have a young son who is now a full-blown teenager. He's 14. And first of all, if you are a parent and you have a teenager around the age of 14, and if you believe that they've never been exposed to porn, let me tell you something. You need to crawl out of that rock, okay? You've been living under a rock, and this is reality. The reality is, I don't care if you have a boy or a girl, if they are 14, they are most likely 100% aware of pornography. They've been exposed to it, and most likely that is where they're getting their sex education from. Okay, and the type of sex education that is shared at schools, it is so like is so dated. I mean, I'm sorry, I even fall asleep at these, you know, sexual education talks, because nobody's really talking about what's real, okay? And we need to talk about what's real. We need to address what our intrinsic human needs are, okay? Our intrinsic human needs are connection, intimacy. And we can absolutely get connection and intimacy through sex, but sex is not the same as connection and intimacy. Okay, and this is where we really need to educate the next generation, so that more young men grow up understanding that the Madonna and whore syndrome is highly dysfunctional, and to think one or the other is an absolute disastrous way to view any kind of sexual relationship. Okay, so what I introduced to my son was a TED Talk by this woman named Cynthia Gallup. And she created this website called Make Love Not Porn. And it is such a phenomenal educational site, because essentially it's real people with real lovemaking. They upload their lovemaking and they share it with the world, and they get paid, you know, per view, I believe. I don't know exactly the, you know, the breakdown of how this is a profitable business, but the educational value is priceless. So instead of our children thinking porn is the level of standard and you need to like perform every time you're having sex, Make Love Not Porn teaches us, you know, young or old, married, not married, doesn't matter, you know, a softer side of sexuality. Right, the side that actually has much more to do with connection and intimacy, and much less to do with performance. Because aren't you tired of performing in every aspect of your life? I know I am. You know, I'm tired of performing, you know, like on so many levels. Right? And we're constantly being bombarded to perform. Like, okay, perform by buying more crap so it looks like you have your life together. Perform by, you know, I don't know, like having the right education, because then that means you're smarter. And if you're smarter, then you have a better job. And if you have a better job, then you have a better life. I mean, all that is performance. We need to move away from this model of performance and into the model of authenticity, okay? And authenticity is the gateway to connection and intimacy. Or it could be the other way around. Connection and intimacy are the gateways to authenticity. But either way, connection, intimacy, authenticity, they all go hand in hand. And that really needs to be promoted and exalted and highlighted and brought into the onto the surface, and we need to shed light on healthy sexuality for the current generation, for the next generation, and we need to do it now. So if you are listening to this podcast, please talk to a young man or a young woman in your life. Expose yourself to Make Love Not Porn and understand intimacy and connection, and take steps to educate yourself first, so that if there is any sign of Madonna and whore dysfunction complex that's happening in your life, you can properly seek help to bring some healing and shed some light onto a subject that really should not be dark, you know, should not be in the shadows. We should be able to talk about sexuality openly, right? Sexuality and the act of sex is exactly how you got here in the first place. Your mom and dad had to do it, okay? So let's leave the dark age of sexual shame and enter the light age of healthy sexuality. And instead of the Madonna and whore syndrome, maybe we can literally formulate a new model where love, passion, intimacy, connection, and what you consider outrageous, dirty sex, whatever that may be, you know, all of these elements are combined so that everybody individually can feel satisfied. I mean, this is a playground. There's no shame in pleasure, right? There's no shame in pleasure. And it's time we start embracing all the tools and the steps that are out there that we can leverage to exalt our pleasure and bring it into light. Thank you so much for listening to the Feminine Epicurean Podcast, where we soften into joy for an epic life. You can find me on Facebook at Shan Sally. That's Shansally. And you can also find me on Instagram at Shan Sally Health. That's Shansally Health. I would love to connect with you. Feel free to DM me on Facebook or Instagram, or leave me a message here on the Feminine Epicurean Podcast. Until next time.